Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
A double eviction ransacked the Celebrity Big Brother house, sending two house guests home for good. Tonight, the beginning of the final HOH competition before the finale. So, who will rise to power? We'll find out soon enough. But first, the final five are set for battle. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Celebrity Big Brother After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is my third favorite song.
After the intro.
After the intro,
and after
yes.
the Big Brother theme, right?
Oh my God, the Big Brother theme, absolutely, yes. What's the guy's name?
I'm it's trying. All in the pelvic
it's
action
all in
over
the
here.
I don't, my arms don't work. I did push-up yesterday. I had one push-up. Good evening, guys. I'm Bryce McClay. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Celebrity Big Brother After Show. We have so much to cover, however, but first, I don't know, however first, let's introduce our panel. We are missing one tonight.
Hi.
I don't know. She, Morgan, you know, decided not to come.
Not long for this world.
No. She's very busy. She's on MTV.
She's on like every reality show
Can't keep hold of her for very long.
But today she's sick. She's like she's just not feeling well.
I mean, like we don't have to.
Ill. Well, maybe people can send her sick. Get well wishes.
Oh, that's true.
That makes you feel
that's
better.
True. Find her and Morgan. Let me see if I can remember this. Her Instagram is at Morgan Lee Willette, and her Twitter is at Morgan_Willette because some 12-year-old took her real name, her full name.
So. Something like
anyway,
that.
Let's. Morgan, we hope you
Something
feel better.
Like
Come back. Anyway, all right, Jessica Williams is here monitoring our Twitter.
Guys.
Or not our Twitter. No, I'm on Twitter.
I'll just let them know.
Thank you. Thank you.
We
Thank
are
you
live on YouTube, and you guys can join our conversation by logging in to AfterBuzz TV competitions and finding Big Brother Celebrity Edition. And you can also go to our social medias and find the link, because guess what? We posted it. And over here, I have my mean green fella.
I am in my fourth green
He's
ensemble.
You're like Tom Green.
He's about that green base.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, my agent looked at me and he said, Charles, this year we're all about the green. Who knows what he meant by that? I fired him, but I've been wearing green ever since. So I don't have an agent.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, you know, I feel like it suits you. Is
Thank
there your
you.
Eyes green? Okay, anyway, let's just get
they
are
green.
They are.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm very receptive.
And yours are like blue-gray that matches your shirt.
Yes,
so look at that.
Thank you.
And mine are like dark brown, almost black.
You guys, please comment on what we're wearing on our wardrobe and also our hair, because that's really important to us.
And if you like my gold lip.
Yes. All right, let's get... So, who got evicted? We'll find out soon enough. But first, double eviction, you
Ooh.
Guys. Double eviction time. Yep. Let's talk about what led up to the double eviction. So, I would say Natalie, Lolo, and Ricky felt blindsided by Tom going into this, and that's what when Tom won HOH, this was the start of it. So they were at the beginning of the episode determined to make sure that Tom doesn't get what he wants by he nominated Ricky and Natalie. Now this is what's weird about
Lola.
This. To, oh no, Natalie. He nominated them first.
Oh yeah.
Originally,
yeah, you're right.
And then they played the veto. But so here's what's weird to me. So he lied to them, which we kind of touched on, but I thought that it was just interesting that why would he lie to Lolo and say, or he would say, he told Lolo you were going on the block, he told Natalie that she wasn't.
Yeah.
Then he switched that up.
Well, he didn't necessarily lie. He consulted Candy, and Candy changed his mind. Because
they were playing pool.
Well, it was actually in the HOH room because he was talking to her, and Candy was saying, Natalie, Eva Marie is the real threat. You need to put them both on the block because if one of them wins the veto, then they're going to take themselves off and then you have the potential for getting neither of them out. And then Tom kind of had this light bulb aha moment and was like, I probably should have consulted you first before I made these decisions. And Candy was like, yeah, you probably should have. So he was actually regretting the fact that he had to change his mind and switch it up at the last minute, because that just came off really shady. And Lolo was like, oh, Lolo has a paranoid mind to begin with. So whenever she wasn't put on the block, she wasn't in on Tom's plan, she was like, oh, they're going after me. Like, they're going to backdoor me. And it just made it even more shady than it
and
originally
it
was.
And it was such a jaded decision anyway, because Candy made that decision because she thought that Natalie would have or feel some type of way that she chose her for the actual veto competition to compete against. So she was like, oh, Natalie's definitely coming against me. But my opinion, they got the wrong person out, or they nominated the wrong people if we're going to do it in order. Yeah. I think that Candy should have been more gung-ho on getting Lolo out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, across the board. But yeah, it was very weird. And quite frankly, I don't think that Tom even had to make that change. Like, it was the dramatics of it all. Right. But he really didn't have to, because at the end of the day, the decision that he made, which we're going to get to, it was it was all stupid.
Well, let's discuss it. I disagree with you. I think that they got the right personnel, but I want to hear what you were saying. Yeah.
Okay. I'm having technical difficulties, guys. For some reason, I'm not being able to see what the live chat is putting. Oh, tech there. There we go.
Oh, my God. Come on now.
Okay. We got it.
Come on.
Should I give my opinion first on
this? Yes, go ahead. Please.
Okay, I think that they did make the right decision getting Natalie Eva Marie out, because I know that some people think that Lolo is the stronger player, but Natalie Eva Marie is the smarter player. And I think, like, it's so crucial at this stage in the competition, in the show, to play as smart as you can and don't just play hard. Like, of course you have to play hard and try to win. But Natalie Eva Marie and Lolo, like, there's no getting around that they were the two strongest competitors in the house. And they had the strongest bond. They had the ability to rally the most numbers, I think. So he had to make a decision one way or another. And we saw how it kind of played out in the end. But I don't think there was any avoiding that.
Okay, so I thought from the beginning that Natalie was a grand competitor. However, as the season... As the season kind of unraveled, I felt that she was very impressionable. Like, I feel like whatever you say to Natalie, she will change her opinion on an instant. Okay. I mean, you could see that in her dialogue with Tamar. Tamar could say something. She's like, oh, yeah, you're right, girl. Or even her exit interview with Julie Chen, when she was like, I can't remember what Julie had asked. And she was like, no, I feel this way. And Julie was like, what about this? She's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Like, she's so that's, like, honestly the perfect person. She's physical and she can be easily persuaded. Lolo, on the other hand, is batshit crazy. And she is so paranoid. She causes all of these dramatic feuds, which I'm so happy, by the way, that tonight they showed that exchange between her and Tamar
to show that
Tamar is not the crazy one. Like, Lolo, she goes off the rail for no reason. But also, Lolo is very smart. If you guys didn't notice, at the end of this past, not tonight's episode, but the previous one we had, I think Friday or Saturday, Lolo was analyzing how everybody did on that last competition. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, Tamar, how many did you get wrong? How did you see the people in the corner? You came so close. And her mind is always going. She can never be comfortable because she's always thinking ahead. Mm-hmm. So I think that she is more scarier.
I think that's been her downfall, too, in the show, is being so in her head. Because, like, the seabat...
I just don't see Natalie, like... winning strategy-wise. I just think that you can tell Natalie anything and she'll be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna do that. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Well, like, even overthinking the sea bass thing, like, if you were seeing the episode tonight, we saw how Lolo took a very simple interaction with Tamar and twisted it so much in her mind. She made it seem like, one, I never put something on the list of groceries that we need to order. And because Tamar had a problem with the one time I did it, Tamar must have a problem with me as a person. And that was an attack. Tamar attacked me.
Oh, my God.
She twists words around in her own head so much that it ends up biting herself in the butt.
Yeah. Yeah, so what we're talking about is, so tonight we see that in the utility closet. In the storage room.
Yes.
There's a list that you can request food and things for. Mm-hmm. And Lolo had put sea bass.
Yeah, who knew?
Kick his ass, sea bass. You put sea bass on the list.
Yeah.
And Tamar went in and basically said, nobody eats sea bass because, I mean, we're not like 80 years old at a country club.
Well, and the last time they got it, they ordered too much.
All she said was, can we just get a smaller portion?
Yeah, we don't need all of that. We don't need all of the sea bass.
Right.
Like, I mean, we don't need the ocean's worth. So just give us a little bit. And Lolo, as Charles said, took that and...
And initially she took it okay. She was like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, for sure, I'll go in and I'll change it. And then she went in. And I think, like, on her way in, she was overthinking, and then she saw the note.
I think it was
sentence.
The sarcastic note. Whatever. They never exposed to us what the note actually said. The note. It was probably something funny, but
reveal
to
the note.
Yeah, seriously.
Right. Someone leaked the notes. We get leaks from the White House. Why can't we have a leak of what the Big Brother note is?
Come on, production.
But Tamar even said, like, oh, girl, you're going to go in there and see something. I was just kidding. She set it up, so yeah. I just felt like Lolo. And then to go... This is just a personal pet peeve of mine. If we're having a discussion or an argument, don't go out and involve the entire hallway into it.
Yeah.
Like, let us keep it here.
You don't need all
Lolo's like, oh, Ricky, I need to talk to you. I'm so pissed. Oh, Tamar should be happy that I kept her. Everyone, I'm mad at Tamar. Tamar's so dramatic. Tamar always does this. And though that could be Lolo's downfall, that could also be the person's downfall that she's attacking because she's painting them out to be something different.
Okay. Yeah. And that's true. And okay, but here's my issue with this. I think that if you're thinking it strategically, if Lolo and Natalie are up there, if I'm faced against Lolo or Natalie, if I'm up there with Natalie, I'm losing. If
Why?
I'm up there with Lolo,
what has Natalie won?
Well, I just think that she's in a strong alliance.
Oh, like in the final two you're talking
about?
Right.
I think in the final two. I think that she would manipulate the fact that she played a clean game, that she was there, that she was loyal to her friend, that she was loyal to one person the entire time. She's just much easier to be around. We've seen these juries that are bitter over and over and over again. Are you really going to vote for Lolo if you're sitting in the house? Like Lolo and Dina sitting up there?
Yeah, what is it?
Is it
the cheerleader effect? It's like, I heard this term. The cheerleader effect is like when you're in a group of people who are like not so attractive and you're the most attractive one. Like you seem way more attractive because you're around some unattractive people.
Yes.
Right. It's this panel.
Mine as well.
That's why I'm on this panel.
I'm in all the cheerleader effects.
But it's the thing is when Natalie Eva Marie was in this this alliance with Lolo, she was always perceived as the level-headed one.
Yes.
Because Lolo was the one kicking and screaming the entire time. So even if Natalie Eva Marie had some blood on her hands and did some shady things, at least she wasn't going around screaming, attacking people out of nowhere.
But how is she... let's talk about play, though. Because sure, you can have a nice person, and that same... the standard that you guys are setting can be applied to Dina, quite frankly.
Yeah.
What has Natalie won?
She won a veto? She was the first person to win first female to win a competition.
But she hadn't won an HOH. She hasn't done anything highly significant as far as gameplay.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially because we are looking at things from our vantage point. Yeah. But people in the house are just like, oh, okay, they're so strong. Well, she's strong because of the duo between her and Lolo. Individually...
Right. But Jess, you have to think.
But she is nice.
The thing that I'm basing basing my entire argument on is the fact that I believe that this jury is going to be bitter and that they're going to vote bitterly rather than vote for the gameplay. Because of course, Lolo is a stronger player. She's won more competitions. Mm-hmm. She's been more strategic. If you're sitting up, it's between the two
Lolo,
of them.
Oh, yes. Okay. But that wasn't the scenario that we had brought up at the beginning. It was who to get out, either Lolo Natalie.
Yes, yeah.
Now, between the two of them, Natalie should win over Lolo because Lolo's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But who to keep in the house.
Yeah. No, and I agree with you. And there's been people like Mark McGrath was on my other after show and he was saying how it's like, he was like, you don't want that energy in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought that was a really good point that it almost becomes... The game almost becomes obsolete at a certain point. Like, you don't want, if people are fighting, if there's two people, especially, like, if you look at, like, say, Tamar and Lolo, even though that seems like a sibling rivalry,
right.
But at best, then not a feud by any means. I think that they still like each other. But, yeah, it's interesting. I never really thought about that necessarily as much as, you know, like, oh, who's playing a great game and who's doing this and that. But Lolo, I will say, you know, I mean, you've said she saved herself. She's come back. She's, you know, especially when she didn't play the veto and then they still voted out Natalie. Like, that was just...
Like, that was a perfect opportunity to backdoor her.
Right.
But, I mean, we've seen it time and time. Like,
but playing. if you're Candy in that situation, I would do the same thing. Because if Candy's sitting next to Natalie, there's a lot better chance that Candy could win over Lolo, in my opinion, with these people.
I think of all of the people still in the house, Candy is in the best spot to win. I think Candy is one of the favorites. If she can survive.
But I think that you honestly come with a different, more advanced perspective because you've been able to personally talk to most of the people that have been voted out. So you know their mindset after leaving. Because I would love to think that these people are reasonable and understand the game of Big Brother, but a lot of them are not fans or not super fans like a Joey.
Right.
So he'll be like, who got me out? And he's probably more upset.
Absolutely.
And not,
That's a good point. I just am thinking mostly in terms of what the jury... if the jury is going to be bitter, that's what I'm concerned about.
That pisses me honestly, off. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Honestly, I don't think they're going to be as bitter as last season's jury. Like, I think that the game meant less to all of them than last season. And I think the game just doesn't, like, winning Celebrity Big Brother, I don't think means as much to them as... Like a normal house. Yeah.
Or even last season.
In order for them to be bitter, I think there had to be something at stake. And I don't think a lot of them really cared if they won or not.
That's such a good point because I always thought, I mean, I've asked you guys this on the panel. I've said, wouldn't it be interesting? Doesn't it kind of hurt the game when everyone in there is a super fan? Like, it's just like everyone's like annoying, like they won't make a move or they'll do this or that. And it's just,
they're paralyzed.
It's like BB20 was a perfect example of that. Like, everybody was a super fan. It's like, oh my God. I mean, let's get somebody like Sam who doesn't know anything.
I know.
But I mean, but now we're seeing, now as I'm seeing that, I'm like, I miss that other.
Who won BB20 again?
Casey.
Oh, Casey. Yeah, you're right. Oh my God,
thank
I'm on BB19.
No, literally, I have seen every single season since season one, and my mind just gets fried with people.
Well, just forget.
I do want to give shout out to our live viewers because we see you. We see each other. And I want to give a shout out to Preston J. He was like, oh my God. He's like, I've never been live here before. So welcome to our chat.
Yeah.
And then also, was it Brenna J. Rocks? Oh my God. Hi guys. Finally made it to a live stream. Welcome.
Yes.
And by the way, Preston said that he likes my gold lip. Thanks, boo. And let's see what
Kiss
else.
Ass.
That's a real reason.
Frofa? I think that's how you say
Frofa.
It. Frofa.
Yeah.
I like the way I say it. Candy and Dina can be beat by Lolo. Oh, can beat Lolo.
Yes.
Candy and Dina can beat Lolo.
I agree.
And okay, while we are giving a shout out to everybody in the live chat, I think we all know that we are here because of people like you in the live chat and because of people who watch AfterBuzz TV. I just wanted to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk, but we're actually a little bit better, a little bit different from ESPN because we can actually interact with our fans live in the moment like this. So for people like Frofa, for people like the other people who think that, he did think that your gold lip was great.
Oh, yes.
Make sure you all subscribe on YouTube, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment because you are a part of AfterBuzz TV along with us, and you are helping it grow exponentially. So thank you all for supporting us, and thank you all for letting us do what we love, and thank you for letting me wear green literally five shows in a row.
Yeah.
I know that you're getting tired of it, but guess what? I don't care.
Or you haven't noticed it.
Or you
one or the other.
But
she said you're not important enough.
The shade continues because you guys have to stay tuned for the end of the show when we do Power of Tweeto, because tonight's Power of Tweeto is all about the shady tweets.
They went wolf.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So thank you all very much.
Yeah, and we're also gonna be playing What Would Morgan Do Without Morgan? And
yeah.
So it's what would we all do?
We're just going to sit in silence for 3 minutes.
Yeah,
just...
don't worry. So that's going to be exciting. You're going to want to stay up for that. Okay. So what we're alluding to is Natalie was evicted 4-0 as in the first eviction of the night at the double eviction. But I wanted to ask you guys, I have to talk about the weirdest, strangest thing that happened in the double eviction, which was that Tom took Ricky off the block after he repeatedly said that Ricky was his target and wanted Ricky to go home. I have to hear your thoughts on this. Please take it away, Jess.
Okay. Tom is a form of a sociopath.
Okay.
Like, that's when I tell you, getting into his mind and figuring out what he's thinking and what he's going to do is the most frustrating thing. And I'll tell you this, he was his own demise. His strategy to, I think that it was kind of taken to, I don't think that he threatened or, you know, attacked or like, oh, I'm going to force you. Mm-hmm. That word was strong to me. But to give an ultimatum like that was stupid, like to his team members. Mm-hmm. Like, you cannot be that selfish. You only have so much power as HOH. You nominate the people and you allow for the house to decide, or you be extremely convincing to get them to vote out the person that you want, depending upon the relationships and the bridges that you have formed. So for him to even put Tamar's name out there, he should have known how visceral that was and how the reaction would be. And absolutely. Then Candy saying, I was like, no, Tamar. I was like, no, Candy, don't tell her. Don't tell her. Like at home, I was like, don't tell her, because I just knew that she was about to go the F off. Like she went all the way off. And I was a little nervous, too. I was like, oh, no, now he's really putting you up, you know?
Yeah.
But it shows that they have power in the house. He got scared.
He did get scared, and he backtracked, but in the worst way. It was like, not only did he, like, delegitimize what he said to Candy and basically make what he said to one of his, like, newest, closest alliance members, all that I told you was null and void, not only did he do that, he backtracked on his original statement, so he told Ricky, you're my target, but not this week. So, like, Ricky survives another week and then has a chance to maybe rally the house around Tom.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, baby, what is you doing?
Yeah, it was all bad. It was horrible gameplay from beginning to end with Tom.
And he got into his own head. I mean, same like Lola. He was in the HOH room. He's like, yeah, expect the unexpected. You're not ready for this. God,
clapping.
You're not ready
for
all
this.
Cereal
boxes together.
Oh, like, it was so weird. Flying around.
Okay, see,
he's funny,
you,
but come
you,
on,
because I almost forgot about that. I feel like CBS is producing Tom to be funny. And I say that in a way, because I never found him hilarious this season, but they put the backdrop.
Well, I mean, he is funny in the diary. He is funny in the diary rooms. Mm-hmm. He has funny stuff in there. I mean, the other things were just like, that was not funny. I also think that
I did like the coffee song though.
That was good. But the whole Ricky thing is just like so beyond. Like, to me, that's just weird. So weird. And, like, just, I don't know what that accomplished. And I know,
leaving the house.
With you, Jess. I think that you're absolutely right that he was his own demise. Yeah. Like, he just got way too into his own head. And it just goes to show that that's what happens to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even in a small, tiny amount of time. Like, you just don't have the wherewithal, bandwidth to get it to go. Some people just don't go in there.
And, you know, whenever he took Ricky off the block, I thought he was going to give some great explanation for why he did this. And he just said, I'm extending an olive branch to Ricky. I thought it was going to be some intricate woven plan
to
tell Ricky A, which would lead to B, which would then lead to C, which would lead to Ricky going out next week. But no, it was a simple, like, I changed my mind and maybe he'll think that I'm a good person for it.
That's a good point, because I forgot about that. But I think that if he should have done that, when he did that, he should have gone all the way in. He should have been like, Ricky, I want to take you off the block. I'm not putting up Natalie. I don't want to send Natalie home. I don't want to send Lola home. I want to work with you guys. He should have put Tamar on the block and send her home. That would have been the smartest thing for him to do.
At that moment, at least. It still would have been dumb.
Yeah, at the moment. It would have been dumb, but I'm just saying. Or send Dina home. Send somebody
else
home.
The only way to salvage
He wouldn't have needed to work with those people, and that's what I was also saying.
He would have lost. Well,
they could have roped her in. He could have just been like, listen.
Well, no, because if I feel like Candy is very committed to Tamar, and
he had to have done Dina.
Yeah,
then.
And they already have bad blood because they tried to be in an alliance previously. Yeah. I'm saying Tom, Cato, Lolo, and Natalie. Yeah. They tried it didn't work. So there's trust issues on both sides. But I do think that a point that I consistently heard in the house about Tom being so in his head about the power and he was flexing it, I was like, is he? Oh, that episode showed it to us so clearly.
Yeah.
He just wanted to toss up random people and try to shake it up.
He was relishing it.
He was,
It's like, I have all these strings that I can pull, so I'm just going to pull all of them.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, after all of that, we saw Tom get evicted.
Yeah, we did.
So
hilarious.
And Tamar.
That came from the back of my throat. Hilarious. Mm.
Tamar dancing.
Oh, she did her praise. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. She said, Tom Green is crazy. Praise, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Goodbye. I was like, oh, my God, that's hysterical.
Which, can I just say something? Because I wanted to say this at the beginning of the season. Tamar is, first off, we all know that she's funny, but she has coined so many phrases that many people don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the .com, like hotmess.com, bomb.com. She started the .com like really? 8 years ago. She did that. Get Your Life. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that people say now, especially coming out of the reality shows of Atlanta, that they perpetuate. But Tamar was the originator. Like when she first said these things, we was like, what? Like, and then they start to catch on. So she is the originator of all of the famous sayings that most of y'all say today.
The isms.
I'm just saying. It's Black History Month.
It started with Tamar.
There are four
people who are African American that are in the final five. Four out of five.
Yes.
Isn't that nuts?
Praise the Lord.
I mean, seriously.
As long as Dina doesn't win,
we will have our first African American Big Brother winner.
First off, I am so excited because that's honestly have been one of my struggles with watching Big Brother for the past 20 years. Is that God? Has it been 20 years?
Yeah.
Aging myself. But that reason, honestly, Black people in Big Brother house never make it far. And I think that it has to do, I'm getting real serious for a second, has to do with systemic racism and just the impression of a Black person being aggressive because of their personality. And people are naturally fearful of them in the same way that cops want to shoot them because their presence intimidate them. And I think that on this show, they get voted out so early and it's always so frustrating to me. So it's so exciting to see so many last this long.
No, like, it really is. And I mean, I think that would... I mean, not that this season hasn't been extremely, you know, exciting and stuff, but that would be, you know, that's a reason why some of the other people who I feel like maybe are more strategic or whatever, it's even though that's not true either, because I think Tamar is playing like a really good game, and I think Candy is too, and Ricky. I mean, everyone's doing really well.
Yeah.
They're all doing really well, and I think that, you know, if one of them, especially those three, because I mean, like Lolo's, you know.
Dina will not win. Dina's going to get voted
out. I mean,
out.
I don't know. Listen, stranger things
wins,
have happened, you guys. I mean, seriously,
like,
it's a very, very real possibility.
If Dina Lowen wins Celebrity Big Brother, you in the chat, tell me. I will do anything
on this show.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Michael. Hi, Lally.
Hi, Haley.
Cody. Oh, yeah.
And I voted for Jonathan for this game because I miss him.
Can Jonathan come back? No, I mean, listen, if somehow Dina's like, I was doing this the whole time and, like, I mean... I would be like, okay, what if she wins the very last HOA? I'm like, all right, respect. Okay, I'll let my own three items. But I mean, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to bring out the point, though, that is very fascinating. All three, Tamar, Ricky, and Candy, are playing three different games in the biggest way.
You have
Tamar that is outspoken, that shows her feelings on her shoulders, that will attack and go after people. If you come for her, she'll come for you. And then you have Candy that's more like quiet. She's very like a sneaky squirrel. You know, like she's there, she's listening, she's observing.
She knows, though.
But she hasn't given herself away, like her personal side. And I thought that that was going to be her challenge because... those type of people just seem a little sneaky and people get they're suspect of them. And then you have Ricky that has also played a fairly quiet game. He speaks when he needs to speak, and when he speaks, he is heard.
Yeah.
You know, and he has an intimidation thing. And he has a really calm confidence that's really nice.
Yeah, he's not threatening necessarily.
If you're constipated, then Ricky can massage it out.
Yes, yeah.
And he'll sweat profusely.
He was really working those hands. I've never seen a hand job go to...
Oh!
Well, maybe not that far.
So you sweat so much from the use of hands.
Friendly hands.
Did you ever think that Heisman Trophy winner Ricky Williams would have massaged Cato Kaelin's...
intestine.
Colon. That is a sentence I never thought I would ever have to say.
Yes.
Yeah, I do think it's really interesting, and I think they are playing totally different games and all very worthy games at this point. I really think Candy, you know, Candy really sprung up and decided, but I don't know that she was ever not playing. I just think that she was more of a quiet, strategic, I feel like she was very much listening, like you said, and just observing and seeing and taking things in, because that is a huge part of Big Brother.
Yeah. Right.
It's a huge part. And I think that the people that do that will go far. And we've seen that Candy is a worthy candidate. You know, it's not like she's just
Candy.
It's not like she's Dina. Candy date. It's not like she's Dina. You know, it's not like, and neither is Ricky, because Ricky's won competitions. He's obviously been very, very strategic in certain aspects and played like divided alliances, has broken apart groups.
Smart. Yeah.
He has pushed people away from each other. I mean, that to me is all right there is grounds for winning.
And to someone's point earlier this season, who was wondering if someone was playing with strategy, they reveal their strategy in the diary room. So I love that from the beginning, Ricky's like, yeah, I'm stirring the pot. I want for them to go against each other.
For sure.
I have an amazing question, but maybe I should hold it till next week. No, I want to ask it now.
On Wednesday? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to wait for Morgan? Is it that good? Or do you want to...
Is that good?
Well, honestly, she's
already... Because we don't have a lot of time.
Tune in Wednesday for
really,
Jessica's question.
Answer because she's already played. It's okay, for those that haven't played.
Okay, no, then go ahead. Let's do it.
Okay. I'm just curious... How would you play the game if you were in the house? What would your strategy be?
Yeah, this is, I've thought about this a lot.
Oh, yeah, like, you think?
More than I should ever admit.
Yeah, just laying in bed at night, like,
literally all the time. I think for me, it would be, I would try to be really social. I would play up that aspect of it. I would definitely stay, like, not that I'm some, like, major athlete, but I would try and, like, I would not probably win competitions.
Would you be able to? Are you athletic?
I mean, I can hold onto a bar for, you know, I could probably hold onto a sandbar for a little while if that's
like
the case. Or like a
are you
tilted,
an athlete?
I feel like that would be my best strategy, but I couldn't also be like too social. I'd have to like pull in like one person or two people and then just like lay low. Cause I think like, I feel like I would be more of like a Jonathan Bennett where I could like overplay myself.
Oh, okay.
You know, and play it up, like be like, oh, wow, he's like, you know, he's friend. Like, I would want to align myself with different people, kind of like Tyler did, but so that they wouldn't know that necessarily we would be working together. Like, just be really nonchalant. I'd have to tone it down a bit.
Oh, Tyler lost, though. I'd play Candy's game. Yeah. Candy, okay.
But
okay,
now they're playing the same. You would play, but let's factor in your personality.
Okay, here's the thing. You're right. I have kind of like an outgoing, outspoken personality. Mm-hmm. So I think that I would really have to try hard to be cool with everybody and loop like one or two people in. And I think one of the big keys to playing Big Brother is being forgettable and like almost getting to the point where you're like eliminated or evicted one time. Because Candy was very that. Like, it would have been so easy.
She rides the block
easy.
All the time, you know, and that's good. That's
so
a good, too.
Easy for her to be evicted.
I know. Until that one day.
Yeah. Candy says just enough to maintain good relationships, and she keeps all of her alliances or pseudo-alliances or whatever you want to call them very much under wraps. Like, whenever she was talking to Tom, she didn't spend more than, like, 15, 20 seconds in that room before she left. She was very aware of how she was perceived in the house.
True.
And she had a good relationship with Tamar, but wasn't buddy-buddy with Tamar.
Yeah.
Like, I think that Candy was playing the best game in this season. And I didn't... The thing is, I didn't realize it until, like, 2 weeks. Like,
right, because she didn't say nothing. But for me, that'd be challenging. Because I don't personally think that I'm super athletic at all. Like, I don't know about my upper body strength.
I don't lift more than 7 pounds.
Right, exactly. I only lift a glass of champagne. But
7 pounds.
So mine, but I'm super like analytically strategic. And so, but I'm also an observer. And that's why I connected with Candy, because I can go into situations and look and listen, but people can sometimes not perceive that right. So I would, but I'm really outgoing. So I would do this. I would be a combination of talking to people, being social, being empathetic, caring, because I love people, but then also observing at the same time, and then not depending on the like the physical competitions, because I get cold easily and all that. I would rather do the mind, the memory games.
Yeah.
I got you there.
Yeah.
I'm good. So, yeah. And I will form an alliance on day one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you have
100%.
To do. You just have to be really perceptive.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah. And I do have really a really good question for our segment at the end, by the way.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Okay. Very cool. Well, actually, we may not get to that because
next
we have
week.
To do,
sorry,
we have to do Power Up Tweedo.
Oh, yes,
but
yes.
But Morgan can answer it because that'd be better.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. You can.
Okay. So Power Up Tweedo.
This is Power Up Tweedo.
Yes. And basically, in this segment...
Just the last thing I will say about Candy is that we've also really, because she's played such a lower... Like, she has not been that seen... We're not getting that on the show. Like, we're not seeing all the things that she may have done, may or may not have done. Candy. So it's like, I feel like, because I kind of felt the same way. It's like, we shouldn't discount her. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Because she may have been working the whole time, but just because,
not,
you know, Lola
she's working,
was
but she's yelling not entertaining.
At everyone in the kitchen that, yes, you know, talking about shrimp, like, then Candy's not going to be seen.
And Tamar is hilarious. So, yeah.
Okay,
she does
ahead.
Get
Sorry.
Overlooked. Okay. I'm trying to see because the lights are bright. Okay. Lolo, I'm a virgin. I don't understand why I can't find a boyfriend. The rest of the world. Have you seen yourself on TV?
Oh.
With the meme of Tamar. Remember, guys, this is shady. Power of Tweedo.
Oh, my God. Which that is so shady.
It is, but low-key, it's kind of true. Next. How is Dina Lohan still here? With a dog face saying, seriously? And these are all gifts, by the way. But these are frozen gifts. Like, seriously. I don't understand how she's still here. Either.
I know. I mean, they're going to get her out last minute.
She's a meat. She's not
there,
threatening. I mean, she's a Victoria.
She's literally someone. Right, but she's literally someone I would have thought that would have went out like the first week because it would have been an easy no blood out. Mm. Next. These flashback moments of Ryan are making me think that Celebrity Big Brother were actually really good at getting onto the Celebrity Big Brother wasn't actually great PR move for him. He's so adorable and kind of goofy in a brother kind of way.
It's good PR
for
him.
I mean, we all know how much we love Ryan Lochte. I mean, he talked about Brazil tonight and tonight's
finally.
Episode.
Finally. Yeah.
And he was very open and honest and it felt very...
Was he honest? No, I'm just curious because how the reports kind of unraveled was that like the whole thing was such a lie. Like he kind of was like, "Oh, I kind of,"
which is readable.
What was it?
But listen, there's not
the gun
a lot going
wasn't
on.
Pointed to my head. It was pointed to my chest. Like that was not the only discrepancy of his story. But I find it interesting that they waited to do this clip episode to finally expose it while everyone else's drama had to come at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Tamar Candy, boom, drama from first
day.
Anthony Scaramucci, boom, drama.
Well,
you know they wanted that. Well, right, but I think it's interesting.
No, but
that
Candy
Ryan,
and Tamar is so much more interesting than
it is, and
also the Mooch was only there for 48 hours, so you couldn't really see anything for him.
And also, like, I think it's worth saying these celebrities were courted for the opportunity to be on Big Brother. So if, like, celebrities in the future seasons of Big Brother, who will be on future seasons of Celebrity Big Brother, see that the production is, like, painting the celebrities in a bad light or doesn't give them the opportunity to speak up about controversy, they'll probably be less willing to sign up. So if this is a good opportunity for Ryan to come clean and make good on this controversy
and
scandal.
But it was at the end of the flashback episode. And a lot of people don't watch the flashback episode
because
no competitions are happening.
They didn't have time. I don't think they had the editing capability to fit this slot in.
All right, you guys, let's table this convo till next time. All right, really quickly, Ricky, Dina, Candy, Lolo, Tamar, who's winning the final HOH before the finale? Real quick.
I say Ricky because he is flying like a hot bat.
Ricky was on it.
Flying like a bat out of hell.
Oh, well, I guess Lolo can't play. Oh, I want to say, just go on a limb and say Dina. Okay?
I wanted to say Candy, but Ricky's going to win. Ricky's going to win.
All right, you guys, that's it for us. Our final show is on Wednesday. That is the finale of Celebrity Big Brother. I can't believe that it's already over, you guys. That's so sad. But one of those people, Ricky, Dina, Candy, Lola, or Tamar, will be crowned the winner of Celebrity Big Brother on Wednesday, and we will be here to talk all about it. So, for now, let's say our goodbyes, I guess. I don't know. Stop laughing at me.
Nonchalant.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice, I think. Let me think about that.
Get him, Bryce.
Yes.
Okay, so Jonathan Carmichael said that Ricky is going to win the next HOH.
Okay.
Speaking into existence. All right. And I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams. Please tweet us your thoughts of today's show and who you think will win Big Brother.
And I'm Charles Conley. You can find me on all social media platforms at Charles Conley, and I promise I'm not wearing green on them.
You might be.
I probably am.
Probably.
From outside the Celebrity Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz TV studios, I'm Bryce McClay. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.